Well, good morning once again. Good morning. What a beautiful sunny but chilly day. Hopefully spring is just around the corner. The message today is based on one word, freedom. Freedom. What does it mean to be free? You know, man has always sought freedom. In January 1941, Franklin Roosevelt addressed Congress. And on the state of the war that was happening in Europe at the time. Interesting, we are in a period where there is war, multiple wars at this time. And what he said was, although most of what he had said has been forgotten, he ended his speech by saying he looked forward to a time when the world would be founded on four basic freedoms. He was saying there should be freedom of speech, which we don't have, unfortunately. Even in this province, to some degree, our speech is regulated by language. Freedom of worship, something else that is being regulated, even where we live, let alone in some other country around the world. Major, large countries control the ability to worship and whom you worship. He says freedom from want. In other words, freedom from needy, from needs, food. Freedom from fear. Those were the four things that he said that he was hoping that he could look forward to a time. And that was in 1941. Over 85 years ago. And man has not progressed on any of those fronts. We cannot look and see that man has done anything about freedom. We want it. There are human solutions which are not working. You cannot bomb people into freedom. It just doesn't work. You cannot suppress people into freedom. You cannot abuse people into freedom. You cannot have injustice if there is to be freedom. Man has been incapable of bringing true freedom to this earth. If we go back, and I know it had Sunday school taken place this morning, if you go back to the time when freedom was given to the Israelites and they were coming out of Egypt, they were being freed from slavery. And it was a promise that the Lord had made to them. In Exodus chapter 6, it says, therefore, say to the Israelites, this is God talking to Moses, he says, I am the Lord and I'll bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I'll free you from being slaves to them. I will redeem you. I will purchase you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. And he fulfilled all of that. Mighty acts of judgment. I still am amazed at the plagues and how God just knocked down every one of the idols that the Egyptians had at that time. And then later on, after they'd got out of Egypt and they were standing on the edge of the the Red Sea, and they were saying, you know, Moses was saying, look, and there's got to be what, 2 million people waiting to cross, and they could hear the thunder of the chariots of Pharaoh and his armies coming towards them. And he says, look, Moses answered and said in Exodus 14, do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. And the Egyptians that you see today, you will never see again. And they didn't, because they were drowned. They were given freedom, and they crossed the Red Sea. But it's interesting. Back in the previous scripture, it said, I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. What is the yoke that we are under today? What is the yoke that is preventing us from freedom? The freedom that we are seeking. What is it that we are a slave to? What is it preventing this world from having the freedom that God wants us to have? The freedom that he gave to the Israelites for that period of time. The answer is, we are a slave to sin. We need freedom from sin. And that freedom can only come in one way. That is having all of mankind brought to God. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, it says, For Christ also suffered once for sins. He suffered for the yoke that we are bound under. The righteous for the unrighteous. Why? To bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. Death in the body, alive in the spirit. Christ came and died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins so that we too can be free. But the world doesn't see that. Very few do. Most in this room or in this sanctuary, we see it, but the world doesn't see it. I find it's interesting that the scripture that Frank read this morning, it starts off in Ephesians 5, verse 14. This is why it is said, Wake up, sleeper. Wake up, world. Come alive, and Christ will shine on you. He says, wake up to the reality of what's happening in this world today. Wake up that you are under a bondage of sin, but there is freedom available to you. And this quote that Paul is made in this scripture, actually he was quoting from Isaiah 60, where it says, Arise, shine, your light has come. Wake up. Come and see the light. And the glory of the Lord will rise upon you. Paul writes that there is freedom. There is freedom. And where is that freedom? In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, he says, Now the Lord is the Spirit. Do you have the Holy Spirit? If not, ask. You know, whether it's Walter or Peter or Amanda or anyone in this room, if you want to know how to receive the Holy Spirit, we can help you with that. But here's the interesting part. He says, Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Freedom from the world that is around us and surrounds us and the chaos and the turmoil. In Galatians chapter 5, in verse 1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm. Isn't that interesting? He says, stand firm. Just like Moses told those people that were standing on the edge of the sea, stand firm. Watch God do the impossible. He says, stand firm then, and don't let yourselves be burdened again by what? A yoke. A yoke of slavery. Slavery to sin. And unfortunately, you know, when we continue reading the story of what the Israelites did, and as they went out into the wilderness, They turned their backs once in a while, two or three times actually, where they said, no, we want to go back. The onions and the food was so much better. And there isn't enough water here for us. And what are we going to eat? They were complaining, and it's like, well, God, you brought us out, but is this what it's all about? God had to show them, no, there is a promised land, and he took them there. You see, freedom is more than letting go of the past. Freedom is more than just being born again. Freedom is also something that when we have been given that freedom, when we have this spirit in us where it says there is freedom, that also brings us to a point where we can start to enjoy that freedom. Yes, it takes time. It takes time in that by that spirit, that Holy Spirit, we are given love, joy, peace, patience or forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. These are all part of the fruit of the Spirit. And yes, when we receive it, we don't see it. I'm still waiting for the forbearance part. But, you know, we start to grow once we are on that journey, when we are being led, right, by the Spirit. All of these things give us freedom. They give us peace instead of war. They give us love instead of hate. It gives us patience instead of being irritated. It gives us kindness instead of being rude. That's what the Spirit does, and this is what that freedom is. You know, he also gives us freedom because Christ says, and I didn't quote the scripture, I think it's on one of the panels, either in the lobby or is it, he gives us a freedom that if you're burdened, you can give him the burden. Free yourself of the burdens that we are given or that we endure. And there's one other freedom that we all and even probably still deal with from time to time, but we can give it back to God. And that is that when we go to Romans chapter 8, it says, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit, who gives life, has done what? He has set you free from the law of sin and death. He has given us victory over death. He has given us the freedom. He is saying, you are free from being guilty. You are no longer guilty. You are free from guilt. Unfortunately, Satan wants to sort of niggle us every now and then, says, no, you're not. Don't you remember what you did? No, that's not what Christ is all about. That's not what the receiving the Holy Spirit is all about. That is not what Christ died on the cross for. He did it so that you are free from guilt. And you have victory over death. So it says, wake up. Wake up. Because if you hold to Jesus Christ's teaching, he says you'll know the truth. And the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. The truth of what we've just gone through at this moment in time. There's another thing that we get to be freed from. Something that we can look forward to in the future. We can be freed, and there is freedom from evil coming. In 1 Thessalonians it says, now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates we do not need to write to you. For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come a thief in the night. And when that day comes, there will be total freedom and there will be no more evil. And that will just totally lift us from any burden, any evil, any guilt. And what can we look forward to? We can look forward to what it says in Revelation 21. This is when Christ returns to this earth, and we will be with him. It says, I heard a loud voice from the throne. Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people. He will dwell with them. This will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He'll wipe away every tear from their eyes. There'll be no more death, no more mourning, no more crying or pain, for the old order of things has been passed away. That's what we can look forward to. That's a freedom that we will have that was just will never end. And he who was seated on the throne said, I'm making everything new. And he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true, because the true sets you free. Now, I have a little thing that I would like to share with you. I'm going to ask Sandy to hand out something to everybody. Make sure everybody gets one, please. I'm going to keep one for myself. Last Monday night, Luc Langevin, who is a member of our church, and I, we go to the prison in Cowansville. We went to the penitentiary there. And every Monday night, we have a little bit of a service where we sing, we pray, we read scripture, and we have discussions. And one of the prisoners, his name is Ray. And Ray is a brilliant musician. He plays the guitar and the harmonica at the same time. He can play the violin. He writes his own lyrics. He writes his own songs. And some evenings we sing them and he leads us. And last Monday night, he brought to us this song. And these are the lyrics of that song. Okay? And it's called Freedom. Surprise. Okay? It's called Freedom. And I'm going to play it for you because we recorded it Monday night. And you can follow along. And what we did, there was maybe 25 or 30 of us in the room. When we got to the bold part of the handout where it says freedom, we all yelled freedom. And I want you to try and do the same. I don't want to embarrass you, but if you can, do it. All right? So this is Freedom, and his name is Ray. And I hope there's a little bit of a guitar intro. Notice what it says at the beginning. Wake up. Freedom. It is for freedom Christ set us free. It is for freedom Christ set us free. Freedom, and freedom. It is for freedom Christ set us free. One of the reasons that we've played this, by the way, and I can say hello to her now, is that Ray asked that if I was to use this in the message, that it be recorded, because his mom would like to have heard it. Okay, and so Ray's mom, thank you for Ray. Yeah, what an amazing experience, because when you think about it, here is, well, in that room, but many thousands of others are people in prison, and they are not free. But those who have received Christ, and Ray is one of them, okay, he, as he is written, has a freedom that he and everyone in this world, if they choose it, can enjoy it. What a blessing. And what a blessing it is to have a person like Ray who could put these thoughts and understandings into words and into song, and that it can be shared with others. And I hope that it was meaningful to you as well, as it is to those, to others who have heard it. So just as a summary, let's, what Ray did is he put those words together based on some of the scriptures that I've already read to you this morning, from Galatians, from Ephesians, and from the First Thessalonians. And it's a message that the world needs to hear, that there is freedom available to everyone. And it doesn't come from war. It doesn't come from drugs. It doesn't come from money. It comes from receiving Jesus Christ in your life and having your sins paid for completely to give you freedom to be with him for eternity. So great God, we just thank you. We thank you for this message that you've given us. We thank you for the inspiration that you gave to Ray for this song, this lyric. But most importantly, we thank you for your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has given us freedom. And as we approach Easter and this very important time of the year, let us be reminded that it is all about Jesus Christ giving us total and complete freedom. We just thank you and praise you in his holy, righteous name. Amen.